So our next guest, we're talking about good moves from Jim Benning. He was one of them. JT Miller comes over at the draft and is having, as of last game, a career season. How are you, JT?
I'm doing pretty well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. It's great to chat with you. Your first, you've done a few events with the Canucks. This is your first Ice on Ice. It's a pretty fun night. We talked to Alain Vigneault on the show today about the Sedins and everything we saw on Wednesday. We chatted a bit about you, and he talked about his time with you and how he saw so much potential, and you're really realizing it this season here in Vancouver. What's been the difference for you this year? Why has everything clicked so well?
I think a change of scenery is sometimes a good thing. AB taught me a lot. We butt heads, a lot when I was younger, but at the same time I was going through the, he always called it the process, and I think that's just what he meant was, there's going to take time for me to mature on and off the ice and become the player I want to be, but in order to do that, there's a lot of steps I'd have to take to, be where I am now, and opportunity is a big thing as well. Obviously, I've been given an awesome opportunity here that I've been super thankful for and just wanted to make the most of it and have a good summer and have a good start to the year. And when you're playing on a good hockey team that's having a good time as well, having fun, winning, it's easy to look good.
When you first got wind of the trade and you found out, okay, I'm coming to Vancouver, and obviously there's going to be a big role. As we sit here tonight, how different is reality from maybe what you thought it would be?
It's kind of a hard question, I guess. That I found out I was getting traded again so quickly after signing a long-term deal. You're in shock, but at the same time, and you see what they were willing to give up for me and talk about the opportunity that I might have, it excited me. And like I said, I wanted to have a good summer and put my best foot forward and try to get this team back into the playoffs. And I think that's what our goal has been from day one this year. And, we want to contend and play for the Cup in June. I think that's the ultimate goal, is everybody should have that. And, right now we're doing a lot of good things. And, just getting to the playoffs is one of our main goals. So I think we're trying to do that.
Well, do you feel like you've found a home here? I mean, it hasn't been long, but, you still have that deal. And it's, playing in the Canadian market is a new experience. Are you feeling it at home? Do you see yourself here long term?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far, I've learned not to get too comfortable and, try not to be too satisfied on what's happened right now. I got to focus on what I can control, and that's, my play and helping my teams obviously win hockey games here down the stretch. And, if it works out and I get to stay, obviously that's amazing, but trying not to look too far ahead of things these days.
Well, the mindset is so important, and I love hearing what you had to say about when I found out what they gave up to get me. That excited me, because that shows that this team valued you, and they put a big number on what you meant to this franchise. But also, you're in that stage of your career where you're kind of at the peak of your prime as well. You're playing in Tampa with some great players. Does it kind of feel like the stars align for the motivation, for the opportunity, the experience you've had to this point as well, feeling as confident as you are in your game to take your game to this next level? Because, the way you've been playing this season, I don't need to tell you, but you've been one of the best two-way players in the league. You're at a point-per-game pace. You're not just here along for the ride. You are one of the drivers of the bus.
Yeah, that's what I want to be one of those guys. I've been trying to be that guy since I came into the league, and that's the part of the AV thing that we were talking about, is it takes time to get to where I want to be. This is the best I felt in my career. I put the best summer that I've had in my career towards this. I'm not an old guy, but I'm not a young guy anymore. And I feel like I'm more wise and really take the things that the veterans that I've played with seriously. And I try to bring that here. It's a young group here. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys that haven't had a playoff experience before, and that's what we're trying to work towards. And obviously, having that big opportunity is what every player wants. Everybody wants bigger role, bigger minutes, and like I said, I take a lot of pride in that and take a lot of pride in playing consistent hockey.
JT Miller joins us here on the program. Andrew Walker and Satyar Shah, Sportsnet 650. So you get to play with Henrik Lundqvist at his peak in New York, and you go to Tampa Bay, and there's Vasilevsky, who's one of the best goalies in the game. And now you're here, and Jacob Markstrom has just absolutely taken off. Is there a comparison? How do you feel with Markstrom in the crease compared to what you've experienced already in your career?
It's a lot of the same, really. You're performing, and obviously there's so much confidence back there. We feel so confident playing in front of him, whether it's him or Demmer, really. And I see a lot of the same things. I saw Hank at his prime of his career dominating in the playoffs, and And obviously the years that Vassie's had over the last 3 or 4 years have been amazing, and Markey's doing the same thing. So, I mean, I've been super fortunate to play in front of some amazing goaltenders, and, you know, I feel like he's, you know, starting to finally get the recognition he deserves. And, you know, I didn't know much about him, only playing him twice a year, really. Yeah. And, you know, I don't score much in practice, and I know that it doesn't sit well with me. I let him know that every chance I get. But, you know, he's a special, special player, and I tell everybody this all the time. He gives us a chance to win every single game, and as a goaltender, you can't really ask much more of a guy.
Well, it's even the Nashville game. It's 6-2, but there's that little span in the, you know, end of the first and the second, and it's like three breakaways in a row, and he totally turns the game on its ear.
Right, he prevents. I mean, there's going to be times in a game where the momentum shifts and teams get their push, but, you know, he prevents a lot of those and keeps it in our favor, which is super important. You know, we could be up by a goal or two, and, you know, he gets the one save that keeps it at a goal or two, or it could be the other way around. When we're down one, can't afford to give up another one, and he always is there to shut the door and keep us in the game. And, you know, he's such a well-respected guy around the room, and, you know, good buddy of mine around the rink. We enjoy each other's presence. You know, he's been here a long time, and he's an awesome dude.
Well, you guys are getting saves. You guys are scoring a lot of goals. And what is it like, you know, playing with Elias Pettersson? I mean, we were astonished by how good he was as a rookie. He's already more consistent this season as a player. What do you see in his game that's so impressive for a player his age already?
Well, I didn't know much about him. I obviously just saw the highlight tape from last year. That's pretty much where you're seeing him, is on SportsCenter. And, you know, what I saw about him this year is he really wants to win. You know, he's a team guy. He cares a lot about how he plays, but I think that's important in how it affects the team. He knows he's a big part of our team. He's learning how to, you know, play a full season. I think that's something that takes time, and obviously he's picking it up faster than most people. I think that he's learning to really enjoy this extra attention. I mean that in a sense of he plays harder now, that when the guys are playing harder on him, I think he's going to have to do that. And, you know, one thing I'm trying to tell him a lot is that starting now to the end of the year is going to be hard. It's going to be frustrating time. It's a part of the game that I always am constantly working on, is keeping my emotions in check and got to be even keel. And they're really going to be honing in on him coming down the stretch here. But so far, he seems to thrive in that position. He loves to be in it, and it brings the best out of him. So I'm really impressed. He's, you know, he doesn't seem like a 20, 21-year-old kid anymore. Mm-hmm.
There are some guys that have had playoff experience, but most of this team hasn't. And you're right, the game does change, and then especially once you get into the playoffs. Do you feel like this group is going to be that group that can adapt to that?
Yeah, I think that starts with, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of good playoff experience, and there's also a lot of young guys as well, but I think with that experience and the leadership in the room, I think they really can help. We've done a good job this year as a team, I think, of understanding what makes our team really good and what makes our team not so good, and we try to stick to that identity as much as possible. So I think we have to just, you know, stay with that. We know what, you know, what's gonna, you know, create success for our team, and it's hard to get offline going towards the playoffs and in the playoffs, because the game's so stressful and it's hard and intense. So try to stay even keel and try to play our game. I think we feel comfortable.
Well, congrats on all the success. I mean, one more point and you're at your career high, and there's a lot of games to be played. But we're glad you're enjoying Vancouver. We appreciate the time tonight.
Yep, no problem. Thanks, guys.